Okay, so for our third Shaila on Rosh Hashanah, Rav Zilberstein once got the question, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, there are different people who blow Tkiyah Shofar. So he got the question that the one specific shul had a tremendous tzaddik, one of the Gedolei Ador. It doesn't say in the shul who it was, but who it is, but he happened to be a little older, and his Tkiyahs were a little weaker. Or do they choose the Baal Tokeyah, who's younger, he's a Talmud Chacham, and his kolost are going to be very strong. So which one should the shul pick? Should he pick the good, the Gadol, but his kolost will be a little weaker, a little lesser on the volume? Or should they pick the younger Talmud Chacham, who would mamash bless the shul away with his shofar bless? So Rav Zilberstein says we'll see what he says. The Rambam says in Hilchas Shofar, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, that all kolos, whether they're loud or not loud, as long as they have the halachas are down with the right amount of length and stuff, it's fine. You don't need a specific volume. Rabbeinu Manoach on that Rambam says, L'fisha eina gavanas b'shmias kol atzum. It's not exactly on the essence of the kol, right? Yotze mea tekeh ba kolach. It doesn't have to be a strong kolach or a less or. It just has to be. It has to be the right amount of the length and everything. And he says, Rabbeinu Manoach, he says an amazing thing. He says some people think that if the guy's not up there and blessing the place away, you know, it's not good. Rabbeinu Manoach says no. That's not the case. The shofar is supposed to uplift us, and it doesn't matter what the volume is of the shofar. So Rabbeinu Zilberstein says that nira midivrei Rabbeinu Manoach. It appears from Rabbeinu Manoach. You don't have to take the guy who has the stronger call. And it would seem from the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Manoach, it would seem that there would be no preference of taking the guy with the better volume. You could take the Gadol Ador. However, he says, if the shul is the type of shul that needs a good blast, that needs a good koach, but they're not gonna get uplifted and try to be inspired by the tekios. But if usually a shofar blast, you know, the shofar blasts that really gets everyone going, those are the strong ones. Then the shul should use it. And what's his raya? He brings that from the Sefer Achinuch, mitzvah tafhei. Right, the Sefer Chinuch always tells us the shorish of the mitzvah, what the essence of the mitzvah is. Right, the shorish of the mitzvah. So, what does it say by tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Lefi sha'adim ba'al chomer lo yisoru ledvarim ki im aide ma'orah. A person is a physical being, and sometimes, you know, in the morning, if your parents went, you got to give them a good shake. Like, I have a good friend. His name is Bari Klein, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Klein. He's a big tzaddik. He was here last year. Mabashi needs a big shake to wake him in the morning. Big shake. Sometimes in camp we had to throw him out of bed. So the ma'isa, we have to, as human beings, have to be woken up. Kederech b'nei Adam, and this is what he says. Kederech b'nei Adam, be'es ha'melchama yariu af yatzrichu kedesh yisoru yafal ha'melchama. So what do you see sometimes in war? You see people start screaming to get everyone going, to get everyone inspired and get everyone excited. The gamkin b'yom Rosh Hashanah shu ha'yom hanoar b'mikom makom ladin bo kol ba'ei olam. So the shofar, in a sense, is the person rallying up the troops, to be able to get everyone ready, to get everyone inspired. So I think Emir Tashem, you know, it really depends on the shul. If the shul is the type of a place that they don't need to hear the tekios that to be so loud and the violin to be get them going, then they should take the Gadol Ador. But as Zilberstein says, if the shul is the type of place, you know, at least the shuls that I've grown up in, you know, you always feel it more when you hear when it's a strong shofar, like Rabbi Freeman. Rabbi Freeman Baruch Shem, it's the same thing every morning. Strong tekios, strong shuls, and strong shvarim. So we should be zochim Emir Tashem that the shofar should be Ma'orah Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. Emir Tashem, Ksivik Tzivatoyim.